The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Let's send it out to PA announcer Vinny Walk for the St. Anthony starting lineup.
Of St. Anthony, starting at a guard, wearing number 11, Nancy Ruhal. A guard wearing number 13, Anna Faber. A guard wearing number 15, Stacy Vonderhide. In the middle, wearing number 24, Lucy Fearday. And a forward wearing number 25, Addison Rios. The Lady Bulldogs come in with a record of 12-3, 1-1 in tourney action. They're coached by Aaron Rios.
All right, thanks, Vinny Walk, PA announcer here. Streaks in their road. Gray, the different, these are the other road uniforms, dark gray with white numbers and white piping. The streak down the side of the shorts, the Bulldogs in their home whites with red numbers, white and red and black piping on the uniforms. In the center circle, Soraya Boyd for the streaks, and for St. Anthony, it is Lucy Fearday. Tip one by Soraya, but taken away by Stacy Vonderhide of St. Anthony. Streaks come out in a man-to-man defense. Out high it goes to Nancy Ruhal. Ruhal on the dribble down the right side of the lane. Scoops the shot up off the glass. Missed it, but got her own rebound and put it up and in.
Yeah, unfortunately Capri fell off there, and she went out of bounds and wasn't there to help get the rebound back.
Looking back the other way, Streaks with the Kira Kilgore left wing. Looks over the defense. They come out in a man-to-man. No, they're not either. They're in a 1-3-1 zone.
Yeah, they're.
Right wing, it goes to Alexis Edgers and Capri Ferguson. Now to Kira on the left wing. Thought about the long three-pointer. Didn't pull the trigger on it. Back to Capri, top of the key. Had Antonio open for a moment there down on the low block. Now gets to Alexis Edgers, left corner for three. Too strong. Rebound comes out long on the near side to Anna Faber. Faber on the dribble down the left side. Pulls it back out. Top of the key goes to Fearday. She'll fire a three. Good.
Well, they're not wasting any time. They're getting right after the streaks.
5-0. St. Anthony. Alexis Edgerton pulls up with a 10-footer on the right wing. Oh, in and out, no good. Soraya with the rebound, put back and one. Thought that was going to fall for Alexis. That one went way down in, popped back out, but good position by Soraya Boyd. And the foul went against Nancy Ruhal. So Soraya, chance for the three-point play. First foul on Ruhal. Soraya Boyd at the free throw line. Missed it, short, and the rebound comes away to Anna Faber for St. Anthony. This is Fearday with it. On the dribble, spins down the left side of the lane, shoots it from straight on, in and out, no good. Rebound Antonia Kisser for the streets. Got a break there. Again, that was kind of like Alexis's shot. It went way down and popped back out. Kara brings it across on the dribble, top of the key, and lost the handle on it. Streets turn it over. This is Faber on the run. Picks it up, gives to Ruhal out high right side. Right wing gives off to Addison Rios, coach's daughter. That ball briefly knocked away by Alexis Edgerson. Faber able to get it back out high right side. It goes to Ruhal. Ruhal on the dribble, free throw line, down the left side of the lane. Gets it up off the glass, missed it. Rebound to Kiara Kilgore for the streaks. Gives way to Capri Ferguson. She'll bring it across midcourt right of the center circle. Left wing goes out high left side to Kiara. Back to Capri between the circles. Now Alexis Edgerson brings it back out high right side. Gives to Kiara in the right corner outside the three-point arc. Swing it back to Capri, top of the key. She'll fire the three. Good. Well, we can answer for the three as well. And we're tied at 5:50 to play first quarter.
Well, that's what you got to do against a 1-3-1. You've got to be able to skip it from baseline to the wing, and the streaks did a nice job there. You had Kiara running the baseline, and then Capri setting up for the three at the top.
Now Kiara's going to get a call for a push.
I think she got away with one on the last possession, so I'm sure they were kind of looking for one. she gets aggressive going for the basketball, and at times she kind of loses her balance into the offensive player.
First foul on the Streaks. Inbound comes, and a shot missed by Faber. Streaks come away with it. This is Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Picks up, looks for help now, swings it to Capri, top of the key. Now left wing goes to Kiera. She fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes away to Vonderhyde for St. Anthony. That rim's not friendly to us so far.
Not yet.
On the dribble, 16-footer from straight on, no good by Ruhal. And Antonia Kissel with another rebound. Capri Ferguson up court, it goes to Alexis Edgerson. Alexis right wing, stops, picks up to Capri, top of the key. To Kiera, left wing, thought about three, down the left block, goes to Antonia, takes a dribble, lost the handle on, now kicks it back out, gets to Capri, top of the key. Capri down the right side lane, kicks out, right wing, Alexis Edgerson, swing it over to Kiera out high on the left side. Back to Alexis Edgerson out high right side, right baseline, Capri Ferguson, tried to get it inside to Soraya, got tapped away. I thought maybe it had hit Soraya after it hit
Fear Day,
but they're going to give it back to the Streaks.
42.
Jennifer Schwartzman in for the first time, as is Lily Clark, as Antonia Kissler and Alexis Edgerson will get a break. 4:49 to play first quarter. We're tied at five. More liberal substitutions by Coach Massey with five games in 3 days. Here to inbound, gets right into Juniper down the right block, can't hit, but she is fouled. Now that's going to be the second on Ruhal, yeah, if that's the way they go. Yep, it does go against Nancy Ruhal. That is her second foul. She is a freshman for St. Anthony. That's going to put Juniper Schwartzman at the free throw line with two shots. Streaks with a chance takes the lead for the first time here this morning, tied at five. First shot is up and good. That one used all the rim, and that one fell through. In four. St. Anthony, as Ruhal goes to the bench, they bring in Riley Willenberg. She's a senior. 6-5 Streaks lead. They haven't put it on. Oh, yeah, we're on the other side. I forgot. We're on the visitor side now. As Juniper hits both, make it 7-5 Streaks, 4:45 to play first quarter. Faber to trigger, guarded by Kiera between the circles. Out high left side, it goes to Rios. Rios bounces for Fear Day, top of the key. Puts it on the floor, backs up between the circles. Left wing, this is Rios. Back to Fear Day at the left elbow. Dribbles right, good defense by Soraya. Turns, and she had nowhere to go. Great defense by Soraya Boyd that time. I'm guessing Fear Day, most competition she plays against, she can easily get that shot off.
Right. A little bit more athletic defender.
Absolutely. Down the right side of the lane, this is Willenborg. Willenborg gets it away, and a 10-footer up and no good by, excuse me, that was Vonderhyde. Juniper Schwartz with a rebound down court. Lily Clark drives in right side.
Oh, wow.
Hit, gets knocked to the floor and no call. Wow. She hit up flat on her face and no call on that.
Lots of contact on that. And Lily was definitely searching for the contact, and that's how she went out there.
Now Fear Day gets it back top of the key, and Soraya didn't quite get out on her. She's able to get the three up and in, and it's 8-7 St. Anthony. As Coach Daniel said in the pregame, they have a great three-point shooter. We've seen it so far. This is Lily Clark, swings it to Kiera Kilgore, left wing. A little bit late trying to get to Juniper down on the block. And now inside it goes to Soraya, left
nice
hand.
Move.
Scooped it up with the left hand. Nice job under the arm of Fear Day. Soraya Boyd with four. And the Streaks take the lead 9-8. Now Rios, 15-footer left wing as an air ball. And
oh, a push.
Yeah. Now Kiera's lucky she didn't get called for. Now they're going to call the second foul. Okay, so Kiera brought the rebound down. She almost didn't grab it. She was going to let it fall out of bounds. And then she grabbed it and was kind of off balance and got pushed, nearly pushed out of bounds, and then turned and kind of hooked the player as she she got away.
Used the chicken wing to hook her. And
Willenborg picked up the foul. That is three team fouls now on St. Anthony. Juniper Schwartzman to Kiera Kilgore, left wing. Out high left side, it is Capri Ferguson. Out high right side to Lily Clark. Right baseline goes to Kiera. She'll fire the three. Got it. Kiera Kilgore, second three of the ball game for the Streaks. Now 12-8 is the Galesburg lead. Just under 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Right wing, it's Vonderhyde. Rios, now left wing, it goes to Faber. Faber on the dribble. Kiera cuts her off, and she keeps just backing away now. Now right wing, it goes to Rios, working against Lily Clark. Top of the key, back to Faber. Back to Rios on the right wing. Bounces mid-post, and Willenborg puts it on the floor. Off balance, but the shot was blocked anyway by Juniper. And Soraya with a rebound. Right wing, it goes to Lily Clark. Now at high, between the circles, Capri Ferguson to Kiera. Now between the circles, Lily Clark to Capri on the right wing. Back door wide open. Kiara, they closed out on her. She missed a shot. Fierde got there. And
she should have just caught it and gone off.
But I think she was expecting contact and didn't really get it that time. Normally does. Now Fierde from the free throw line straight on. Missed it. Rebound, Lily Clark. Lily on the run with it. Cross midcourt right side. Lily down the right side. Stops. Kicks out to Capri, top of the key. Capri Ferguson on the dribble against this 1-3-1 zone. Right wing, Lily Clark back to Capri Ferguson on high right side. Right wing to Soraya Boyd. 1:55 to play here in the first quarter. Capri now has it on the left wing. Wide
good
open
pass.
Basket. Right side is Soraya Boyd. Gets it up over Fierde. And Soraya was 6, and it's 14-8 streaks. There are gaps in a 1-3-1 zone, and the streaks are finding them. And Coach Anthony Rios wants a timeout. Is this a full? I didn't see him indicate.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yep.
So a full timeout called by St. Anthony. We'll take one as well. It's Galesburg 14, St. Anthony 8. 1:41 to play here in the first quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to YemAuto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit YemAuto.com to get your offer today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
1:41 to play first quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the St. Anthony Bulldogs from Effingham 14-8. And I just said before the break, Eric, that 1-3-1 zone has gaps. And if you one thing you need constant ball movement. Streaks are doing that now. And they've got used to the zone. You get the zone to shift, and you're going to find wide open players. And they've done that now at least the last couple of times down the court.
Yeah, it's easy to overload a 1-3-1 on the offensive end. You just got to keep running somebody on the baseline, because that's going to take care of opening up spots, because the baseline defender has to be wary of that person.
And that's where you find that time Soraya wide open under the basket on the opposite side, and then Kiara the time before that. This is Willenborg. Right wing goes to, Vonderhyde. Now it's Faber with it. Back to Vonderhyde, top of the key. Right wing it goes to Rios. Now Willenborg inside to Fierde, knocked away. Fierde gets it back, 10-footer up and good. Pretty good shot. She was able to gather herself and get that one up and in. She's got
and a three by Alexis.
Three, Alexis Ederson right wing. So the streaks also filling up from beyond the arc. 17-10 streaks. 1 minute to play, first quarter.
Well, the best way to beat a tough defense is to not let them ever set up, and that's what the streaks are doing. Did on that possession, they get them off the floor quickly. Alexis spotted up and was able to knock down the three off the pass from Capri.
Vonderhyde gives to Rios. Now kick out to Fierde. Quick three-pointer up. Missed that one. Just barely caught iron. Now shot blocked by Antonio. Willenborg gets it back. Out to Rios. Between the circles. Ball's going to go in the backcourt, and that's going to be a turnover on St. Anthony as the ball went right through the hands of Faber. Had to run it down in the backcourt over and back, so the streak did it back on the... Is that their first turnover?
That is their first turnover.
So 35 to play in the first quarter. Streaks with a 17-10 lead here with the basketball on high left side to Alexis Edgerson right of the center circle. Now Capri Ferguson on high right side. Back door to Kiera wide open. And it got knocked away from behind. She had to save it in bounds. Now they're going to say she stepped on the inline. She took some contact when she was going after that ball. She got pushed.
Yeah. Well, and she tried to kind of sandbag it. She came in slowly and tried to catch the pass on the run. Unfortunately for her, defensive player was also keeping an eye on her.
Rios out high left side with 20 seconds to play. Ball knocked away by Kiera. Willenborg gets it back. Out high right side to Faber with 14 to play. Down the right side line, Vanderhyde lost the handle. I thought it went out of bounds, too. She saved it in after it was already out. Now 6 seconds to play. Willenborg gets to Fierde down on the right baseline. She's going to pull up with a 17-footer. Missed it. Rebound Kiera at the buzzer. We have played one quarter of basketball. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks in control after one. It is Galesburg 17, St. Anthony 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, that was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Back here in Mattoon, Tom Aerith there. Gibson streaks for the basketball to start the second quarter, leading St. Anthony's Bulldogs 17-10. Free Ferguson to Kara Kilgore, left wing, fires a three, missed it. Rebound Alexis Ederson down on the right side, puts up a five-footer, missed it. Rebound to Faber on the left side. Now Kiara's going to get called for a bump. That's a bad foul by Kiara. In the backcourt, she kind of jumped up and tried to bother Faber and got the body on her, got called for the foul.
That's going to be her second now.
Yeah.
And quickly, that gets in every one of these Clark games, up. She's gotten two fouls by early second quarter.
Usually, Kiara makes smarter plays like that. That's one of the few times you're going to say she didn't make a smart play there because she wasn't really going after the ball. She was just pressuring her. And kind of got the body up on her. And she's going to get called for that more often than not just because I don't know why they just call it on her. Not that it wasn't a foul, but all right. 10 for St. Anthony. Nancy Ruhal back in. She's got two fouls. She got a free throw. Shot blocked by Alexis Ederson. Soraya Boyd with a rebound. Capri Ferguson. Lily Clark now on the left wing. She came in to replace Kiara. Capri Ferguson between the circles out high right side. It is Alexis Ederson back to Capri near the center circle out high left side. Lily Clark working gets this 1-3-1 zone. Left baseline. It is Alexis Ederson. Couldn't draw, barely iron on that three. I think she didn't get her feet set well enough. She's still trying to turn and didn't get a good set before she put that one up. This is Fear Day out high to Rios. Left wing goes to Faber. Faber puts on the floor. Left elbow cut off by Soraya. Now to Fear Day down the left block. Nice defense by Juniper Schwartzman. She stepped out of bounds. Yep. Good defense by Juniper Schwartzman. Got some help from Lily Clark there as well. Another turnover by St. Anthony with 6:45 to play here in the first half. No score yet here in the second quarter. Quickly, Kiara back in. 17-10 streaks.
Well, the nice thing with Kiara is she's cognizant of her foul count. So even though she's got the two fouls, she's one that she will operate with those two fouls, and you don't have to worry too much about her.
Well, Soraya nearly had her pass thrown away. Now they do turn it over. She's able to tap it back but couldn't get a hold of it. Now running for that's a travel. Three steps. Yeah, thank you. They are going to call that. I have a feeling last night the officiating crew, that would not have gotten called.
No.
But Newhall took the catch on the fast break. NBA wouldn't have been called, but she took it. She was out near the free throw line, took three steps before she started going up with a layup, and they actually blew the whistle before she even took the shot, fortunately.
For what it's worth, Tom, I think the scoreboard only has Kiara with one foul.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because it's still showing just one up there.
Huh. Ah, now streaks turn over. Capri threw it right into the hands of Faber. Runs it down the left side. Lay it up and in. Anna Faber, that's her first basket. First basket of the second quarter. 17-12 streaks. 6:05 to play here in the first half. Capri Ferguson across midcourt right side. And now Coach Massey calls the timeout and wants to discuss something. Guessing this is 30-second timeout. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all streets road games. We're driving something out of their rental fleet, 2022 Nissan Rogue Sport. They've got just about any size you want on their rental fleet, economy, compact SUV, intermediate SUV, what we're driving, a full-size car, the premium SUV, large SUV, a pickup, and the Nissan Titan. So you can check out the rental fleet there. But also check out that the great selection of new vehicles. And the great thing with Galesburg Nissan is that pro-certified a lifetime limited warranty, a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no cost to you, your engine, your transmission, transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, your drivetrain assembly. Yeah, that's all covered. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Free Ferguson, right wing to Soraya Boyd. Out of the timeout, another near turnover. Kiara able to reel that pass in. Now Kiara down the left side lane, stops straight on five-footer, missed it. Rebound comes away to Fear Day, and knocked away by Juniper. Now Fear Day gets it back somehow. So teams exchange turnovers there. Now it is Rios with it right wing for St. Anthony. Back out to Newhall. Now it's Faber with it out on the left side working against Kiera. Newhall down the right side, and now Alexis is going to get called for push. And the reason that happened, she turned and kind of got her feet tangled, got a little bit off balance and kind of bumped into her. This is amazing. This is one of the best called games we've seen so far. I probably shouldn't be anything
right
there
now.
I'm probably
going to
jinx it. But yeah, because I'm not complaining about that. The two, those bumps, yes, they were fouls, but they've been consistent so far. Fear Day down the right block.
No, I don't necessarily like that one.
Yeah, they're going to say that Juniper pushed Fear Day. Basically, Fear Day, she caught the ball, posted up, then turned and faced up Juniper, and Juniper moved up on her. So that one I don't like. See, I did jinx it. That's the first on Juniper. Fourth team foul on the streaks. And it comes to Rios. Now Fear Day top of the key. Left wing goes to Newhall. Newhall gets a pick, but Alexis Edgerson stays right with her. Great defense there. Oh, now they found a wide open under the basket. I spoke too soon.
No,
did she?
I thought she got her on the arm.
Okay, Stacey Vonderhyde got it back to her. They're saying Capri got her on the arm.
Yeah, what happened there was Vonderhyde looked like she was going to go to the far side of the basket, to the right side. So Capri went for the block, and Vonderhyde ended up reversing course and stayed on the left side. So when Capri's arm came down, I think she got all arm.
Vonderhyde misses the first of two free throws. 17-12 streaks. They haven't scored yet here in the second quarter as Addie McLaughlin comes in for the first time this morning. She replaces Capri Ferguson. 17-12 streaks lead, 5:14 to play in the half. Stacey Vonderhyde, junior for St. Anthony at the free throw line. Second shot is up, in and out, no good. And now violation on the shooter, said she stepped across too soon. So second one wouldn't have counted anyway. Now they're going to come out with some full-court pressure, 1-3-1 full-court trap. And it comes to Addie McLaughlin right back to Juniper. Now Kiera's got it. She'll get it across easily. Down court goes to Alexis. Alexis, nice bounce for Soraya. Up off the glass and in on the left side. That was a great press break there. You couldn't do it any better than they just did.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to see that press very much. That was a diamond in one press.
Okay.
So it was a 1-2-1-1, and they just were way too slow after the Streaks got the ball in bounds.
Vonderhyde, right wing, it goes to Newhall. Newhall's cut off by Alexis Edgerson. Great defense by the Streaks here. Rios left wing, goes to the top of the key, gives to Faber. Faber working against Kiera. Left side, stops at the left elbow, fires a 15-footer, bounces up and fell through.
Used a lot of the rim, but somehow found the bottom.
She's got four, and it's 19-14 streaks, 4.5 minutes to play. Now a nice look inside from Alexis Edgerson to Soraya Boyd, and Soraya lays it up with the right hand.
She's got 10.
Yeah, 10 for Soraya Boyd, 21-14 streaks. Faber with it out high left side. On the dribble, pushes off on Guerra, now gets off to Newhall. Newhall gets a pick from Fear Day, stops. Good defense by Alexis again. Now Fear Day fires a three, in and out, no good. But the rebound comes out long to Faber. Faber drives in a high arcer, is no good. Gets her own rebound, went over the back of Addie McLaughlin for that one. Now gets to Vonderhyde. Vonderhyde travel with it, gets it off left side to Newhall, missed the shot. And the rebound, Addie McLaughlin for the Streaks. Soraya running the court. Addie doesn't see her down there, though, unfortunately. Gets it across, gives to Kiera out high left side. Back to Addie McLaughlin between the circles. Alexis Edgerson out high right side. Going to go to the right corner to Kiera, and she'll fire the three.
Got it.
That's her second of the ball game. She's got six, and Coach Rios calls a timeout. This is a full timeout. 3:39 to play here in the first half. It's Galesburg 24, St. Anthony 14. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at F&M Bank in Galesburg and Monmouth. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back here at Mattoon, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the St. Anthony Bulldogs from Effingham 24-14, 3:39 to play here in the first half coming out of the St. Anthony timeout. I think Coach Rio's trying to not let it get out of hand here, but it's starting to.
Yeah, the Streaks were doing it. He went to the press, which was probably a bad idea because I don't know that he has the team speed to keep up with the Streaks in the press. And the Streaks were able to get down the court in a hurry. And in that last one, the Streaks just beat him down.
top of the key. This is Newhall with it. Dribbles right. Kicks out to Faber. Right wing. Fires it. Ooh, way off on that three. Rebound, Kiera. That one was nowhere close to the rim. Kiera on the run. Left side across midcourt. Now
the wind got it, Tom.
Yeah,
somebody
apparently.
Left the door open.
Kiera's pass knocked away. Addie McLaughlin comes away with it. Addie, top of the key on high right side. Alexis Edgerson back to Addie.
Kiera. They were a man down because Vonderheide hit the floor.
Addie with a little shot. Couldn't hit it from 15, but to get her own rebound.
Oh, a jump ball call
there. She got fouled on the arm by Willenberg, but they call it a jump ball possession or points toward St. Anthony with 3:07 to play in the first half, 24-14 streaks. Well, the first shot Addie took, she was kind of sliding sideways trying to get around a defender when she put up, so a little bit off balance, but the rebound came right back down to her. It looked like she got fouled on the putback. Newhall has it, top of the key, dribbles left, now back to the – or right back to the left, and switches off and gets it up off the glass somehow and in. That was a tough shot.
That was a
Number 11, Nancy
That's
Ruhal.
I keep saying Newhall. It's Ruhal. She's got 4 points. Now Alexis Edgerson pulls up a little 10-footer right side, can't hit. Rebound comes away to Faber. Now up court it goes to Vonderheide. Nice fast break. Willenberg puts it up off the glass and missed it, and the rebound's going to go off Juniper Schwartzman last.
That time it was the Streaks not getting back in transition. A good job by St. Anthony pushing the tempo. Got the ball up and into Willenberg, but she missed the bunny.
Capri Ferguson back in, replacing Addie McLaughlin. 2:35 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 24-16 lead. Inbound comes left baseline to Ruhal. Nice defense again by Alexis Edgerson. Gets it inside to Fairday. Misses the easy one. And Kiera with a rebound. Up court it goes to Soraya running the floor, but overthrew her. Good thought, but a little bit too far on the pass. Streaks turned it over.
6 turnovers now for the Silver Streaks.
2:25 to play first half. 24-16 is the streak lead over the St. Anthony Bulldogs. Vonderheide brings it across. Met by Capri Ferguson. Out high left side it goes to Ruhal. Free throw line, Willenberg. Dribbles right, and I'm not sure if that was a pass or a shot.
We're
I don't know.
Pass.
Okay, because I don't know if it was a rebound or not, because he just flipped it up in the air and went right into Juniper's hands. That was rather interesting. Left side. I think she thought she had Soraya beat. She faked, and Soraya went for the fake, and she, by the time she started to go around her, Soraya was already there waiting for her. Now Soraya has it down the right block. Nice fake. Puts one up over Fearday's hands. Can't hit. Juniper Schwartz with the rebound. Can't hit. Looked like she might have had some contact there. Rebound comes away to Vonderheide. Now Ruhal runs it down left side, gets around Capri, missed the shot. No Fearday with it to clean it up, and missed the shot. Now gets tapped out, and Capri comes up with it. To Kiera running the floor down court, left side, lays it up and in.
Second by four, Kiera Kilgore.
Another good fast break and a good run out by Kiera on that one. 26-16 streaks back to a 10-point lead, minute to half to play in the first half. Ruhal with it. Willenborg at the free throw line, dribbles right down the right side of the lane, knocked away briefly by Kiera. Willenborg gets it back, now doesn't know what to do with it, finally gets it out to Faber. Faber stops, top of the key goes to Vonderheide, left wing, Ruhal with it, cut off by Alexis Edgerson. Now into the paint, tries to hook up a shot, missed it, airballed it, and saved inbounds, unfortunately. Oh, now Alexis is going to get a foul. That's too bad.
Yeah.
That saved inbounds by Vonderheide, and Alexis kind of going after the ball, kind of ran into Ruhal. Was it on the shot?
I thought she was catching the pass.
I don't know.
She was catching it, but she caught it and simultaneously started to go up again.
Ruhal will go to the free throw line with 2 shots. Second foul on Alexis Edgerson now with 1:07 to play first half. High arcing free throw off the back iron. No good. 26-16, streaks lead. Nancy Ruhal, freshman for St. Anthony at the free throw line. Eyes a second. Another high arcer, and that one's in and out, no good. Kiera with a rebound. Kiera Kilgore on the run across midcourt and gets pushed. There we go. Thank you. Oh, they're going to call the charge. Are you kidding me?
How is that?
She pushed off. The girl ran into her, so she pushed her off, and they called the push off. You have got to be kidding. That's coach. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's horrible. Again, spoke too soon. Wow. I mean, she was trying to keep her off her to keep control of the ball. Oh, my gosh. That is so. It says up on the board her second.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
We both hit her third.
Three-pointer missed by Vonderheide. Rebound, Kiera. Wow. So I don't know. Well, who did the other one go against then? Because we had a foul that was called.
Looks like Alexis has two.
Yeah, she does. So I don't, but I already had her for one, though,
you
also.
Did.
Yeah, I had her for one also. We've got 17 fouls now.
How many do you have Alexis for?
Two.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, I had two. And now a three-pointer. Lily Clark from the right wing is good. I had three for Kiera, one for Capri, two for Alexis. Oh, maybe Capri has two. Was that it? I don't know.
No,
they have her for
Capri
two.
Capri has one.
And one for Juniper.
For Juniper.
Yeah. Well, 10-footer, no good by Ruhal. Rebound, Lily Clark. Lily on the run. Takes it down right side, picks up, gives to Capri right of the center circle. 16 seconds to play in the half. Streaks lead 29-16. Right wing, Lily Clark back to Capri with 10 seconds to play. Now with 9. Right wing, it goes to Antonia Kissler. Antonia drives right baseline and turned it over. 2 seconds to play and a long shot from just past top of the key, no good by Vonderhyde. We have played one half of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 29, the St. Anthony Bulldogs 16. We will take a timeout, come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 29-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
I see trucks. Let me count them. One F-150, two F-150, three, four, five F-150s. This is the count, Dan Kuna, and we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Mattoon High School. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs 29-16. Outscored Effingham or St. Anthony 17-10 in that first quarter and outscored them 12-6 in the second quarter. Take a look at our halftime scoreboard. The other games here from the tournament. If I can find my book here. All right, so we had yesterday, of course, the Streaks won twice. St. Anthony lost to Champaign Central, first game of the tournament yesterday morning. It was Muhammad Seymour over Richland, Alney 59-26. Mattoon beat Altamont to 48-35, and of course the Streaks won 55-30 in the first of the early session yesterday. Second session from yesterday afternoon last night, it was Muhammad Seymour over Altamont 49-26. Streaks beat Champaign Central 65-50. Mattoon over Alney Richland County 56-45. And St. Anthony beat Sullivan 61-47. First game here this morning was Champaign Central over Sullivan 47-29. Coming up after our game, it'll be Alney versus Altamont. Mattoon will play Muhammad Seymour. And so what will happen if the Streaks win this one, if they continue on this path, we'll be playing at 8:30 tonight. There's a possibility we could be playing at 8:30 tonight anyway, based on a tiebreaker if we were to lose this game. So it would be either 7 or 8:30 tonight, but most likely 8:30, which would mean our game tonight would be on 92.7 FM, The Laser. The boys will have two games today as well over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. First game, they will be taking on Mount Zion. That game will be starting really shortly after we wrap up here, as they're scheduled for noon, about 11:40 for the pregame. And what time are we at now? It's at 10:43. So, yeah, we should be pretty close from the time we're finishing up our postgame. They're going to be starting their pregame over at Taylorville. Then they'll play again this evening. They will take on the host Taylorville at 8:30 tonight. And that one will be here on WGIL. And then what happens tonight will determine what happens tomorrow for both teams here. All right, so the Streaks lead it here at halftime, 29-16. Take a timeout, come back with our, by the way, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Come back with our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main Street in Galesburg, because sometimes it takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Mostly sunny today, a high of 43. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of patchy drizzle, a low of 39. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers, a high of 53. And cloudy tomorrow night, a low 34. Right now, it's 39 at WGIL.
A very good Mount Zion Braves team is up next for the Galesburg boys basketball team at the Taylorville tournament. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jason Wessels and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 11:40 this morning on WGIL.
Streaks lead 29-16 halftime over the St. Anthony Bulldogs here at the Metune Holiday Tournament. Our halftime stats brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Oh, if you come to stats, all you have to say is Luka.
Right.
Luka Doncic, what, 60 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists last night, a triple-double. That's a pretty impressive game. That's like 12 games for me, maybe even more. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just insane.
It really is. All right, well, let's look at our halftime stats here. Scoring-wise, we'll start with Streaks led by Soraya Boyd with 10 points on 5 baskets, 0 for 1 from the free-throw line, 8 for Kiara Kilgore, a couple of threes and a 2. 3 points for Alexis Edgerson, Capri Ferguson, and Lily Clark all on the three-pointer. 2 for Juniper Schwartzman on 2 for 2 from the line. Streaks with 5 three-pointers, 2 for 3 from the free-throw line. St. Anthony led by Lucy Fearday with 8 points, a couple of threes and a 2. All those came in pretty early in the game in the first quarter. 4 apiece for Anna Faber and Nancy Ruhal, each on 2 baskets. Ruhal missed 2 free throws. And that is it. They've got 2 three-pointers, and they were 0 for 4 from the free-throw line.
Yeah, surprising to see a team struggle worse than the Streaks from the free-throw line. We don't see that very often. We also don't see the Streaks shooting 5 of 9 from three-point range very often.
Yep.
4 turnovers for St. Anthony. Streaks turned the ball over 8 times. 21-19 is the Streak edge in rebounds, but St. Anthony's got a 9-4 edge on the offensive rebounds. St. Anthony shot the ball 7 of 29 in that first half, including 2 of 7 from distance. Streaks are 11 of 24 from the field, so shooting real well, 5 of 9 from downtown, as I said.
Streaks lead at 29-16, outscored St. Anthony 12-6 in the second quarter after outscoring them 17-10 in the first quarter. It's one you would like to be able to just come out and have a really good third quarter and maybe put them away and get a lot of substitute playing time with, you know, 5 games in 3 days. And we were fortunate that we were able to get not as much in the second game yesterday, but a lot in the first game, a lot of subbing, a lot of different players got in. So you hope to be able to, in a situation that you can do that rather than just spots like it's been so far.
Yeah, exactly. And the big thing would be, though, you want to come out of this game healthy and, like you said, as rested as possible. So the question, I think, for Coach Massey is, where do you start feeling comfortable to start subbing liberally assuming this one doesn't get up to 30 points, which it doesn't look promising for that to happen because they've kind of stuck with the streaks.
All right, thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation for all Streaks road games. So this week down here in Mattoon, we came in a very nice vehicle out of their rental fleet. It's a 2022 Nissan Rogue Sport. And, yes, that's one that you can rent from Galesburg Nissan. What about an economy car? Need something small just to be able to get around. A great gas mileage while you're driving. A Nissan Versa, Nissan Kicks, the compact SUV. Again, the intermediate SUV and the Rogue. The Nissan Altima for a full-size vehicle. The premium SUV, you can rent the Murano, Nissan Pathfinder, the large SUV, or even the Nissan Titan pickup truck. You need to haul something around, possibly. Well, there you go. Low competitive daily rates up to 400 miles per day. Special three-day weekend rates and lower weekly rates as well. So you can call them at 342-4121 or stop by 2080 North Henderson Street. Galesburg Nissan. Get your brand new Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. And sticking with the 1-3-1 zone. Kiera has the free throw line.
Dumped nice
out Antonio down on the left block. Oh, missed a shot and went in and out. Up off the glass and just wouldn't fall, unfortunately. Great pass from Kiera.
I like that setup from the Streaks from the jump. They get Kiera to the free throw line and let her distribute from there. That's one of the weak points of a 1-3-1 is being able to hit the free throw line because then the whole defense has to collapse.
Faber with it, right wing, cut off by Soraya trying to go to the baseline, bring it back out to the wing, cross court to Rios. Rios being guarded by Kiera, but Capri Ferguson comes up with a steal. Capri down the left side, lays up with left hand. Too strong, missed it. That's two easy ones. But the rebound, Alexis Edgerson puts it up off the glass, can't hit. Took some contact, and no call. Now we're going to go back the other way. Rios with it. Now Kiera knocks it out of bounds as Rios tried to make the pass to Fierday, and St. Anthony will have it on the far sideline. It'll be Faber to inbound. Just underway, 7-10 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 29-16.
Streaks got three good looks there to start this quarter.
This is Ruhal with it. Pulse picks it up. Just down the left side to Vonderhyde. Five-footer, great defense from Soraya Boyd. I don't know if she got the block, but Kiera came away with a rebound. Kiera brings it across. Gets to Antonia Kistler, left side. Now it's Capri Ferguson out high left side to Kiera down in the left corner. Gets to Antonio Kistler, posts up again, spins in the paint, puts it up, no, but a foul's going to go, I believe, against Fierday this time. So, by the way, so Eric went down and checked the books. It does go against Fierday. That's her first foul. They had, who did they have for the foul? They had Antonio Kistler for a foul. They only had Kiera for two, which we know that's not right. We know they called Kiera three times. So it's a break for us.
We're pretty sure.
Antonio misses the first free throw. She's yet to score here in today's game. Streaks yet to score. Either team yet to score here in the second half. 29-16 Streaks lead. In and out, no good on the second one. Fierday with a rebound for St. Anthony. Gives to Faber. She's got it out high right side, working against Capri Ferguson. Right wing it goes to Ruhal. Picks up. They're trying to get into Fierday. Good defense down in the post by Antonia Kistler. Now Faber with it. Gives out to Ruhal between the circles. Right wing it goes to Rios. Back out high it goes to Ruhal. Ruhal dribbles left, top of the key, back to the right, down the right side of the lane, scoops it up off the glass and in. Good move. Pretty good looking freshman. She's got six now. 6:16 to play, 29-18 Streaks.
Except she's 3 of 11 from the field.
Okay, well, there is that.
And 0 of 2 from the free throw line.
Now Kiera, three-pointer from the left wing. Good! That is her third of the game. She's got 11, 32-18. That's a good way to answer. We'll take that. Give him two for three. Now down it goes to Fierday down on the right block. Good defense again by Soraya. So spins and gets some help from Antonio. Missed the shot. Antonio with a rebound. That was great defense by the Streaks. Antonio came and doubled down and made it tough for Fierday to even get the shot off. Now Kiera has it on the left wing to Capri out between the circles, out high right side. It's Alexis Edgerson. Dribbles right. Right corner goes to Kiera. Now to Alexis. And her pass got tapped away, but Capri comes down with it. Now Kiera has it down the left corner, fires a three off the mark with that one.
She got a little bit of a heat check there.
Yeah, Soraya couldn't pull in the rebound. Now quickly back to the other. Ruhal runs up off the glass, can't hit. And Kiera with a rebound. Kiera on the run.
That's 10 rebounds for Kiera.
She's got it left wing. Pulls it back out, gets a wide open. Antonia Kistler down on the block, up off the glass and in. She made sure she didn't miss that one. It might have even taken some contact from Fierday on that, but that was another great pass. Again, good recognition by Kiera.
Well, and a great job by Kiera. She took her eyes off of Antonia, looked up top, the defense moved, and then she went to her.
Oh, come on. Fierday just backed her way in and pushed both Soraya and Antonia out of the way, put the shot up and in. They call defense for the foul. Who'd they call? Soraya. I don't like that one. So that is her first. Fierde with 10 now and a chance at the three-point play here. 34-20 streaks, 4:56 to play here in the third quarter. So Lucy Fierde at the free throw line.
She scored 13 against the streaks last year.
Senior this year, I'm guessing about 5'9".
She can't fake it. Yeah, okay, yeah, good call by the official.
Yeah, because Soraya jumped in, but she, yeah. Yep, Fierde.
I actually think that's a technical, but we'll take the infraction instead.
We saw, and now the streaks turnover. Capri passed right into the hands of Rio. She runs it down right side, laid up, missed it though, and Juniper Schwartzman with the rebound. And their Capri's pass gets knocked away. She's just going, the defense is just following that pass everywhere. After yesterday, she made some really nice no-look passes. She's kind of telegraphing what she's doing here this afternoon. But streaks get it back as it was knocked out of bounds by St. Anthony's.
Still morning time.
That's true. That is true. I forgot about that. This is Lily Clark with it now. Right wing, it goes to Capri Ferguson. Backdoor pass, Juniper Schwartzman down the left block. Turns up off the glass. Got it. That was a tough shot. Fierde was right up on her. Juniper Schwartzman puts it up and in. She's got four. And it's 36-20 streaks.
I was like, that first game took a while, but yeah. I didn't think it took that long.
Rios with it between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Vonderhyde. Vonderhyde fakes, drives into the paint, and it's knocked away by Lily Clark. Ooh. Oh, Vonderhyde gets it back. She and Capri, neither one could reel it in. Now Fierde has it. 15-footer from the left wing, no good. Another rebound for Juniper Schwartzman.
That's four.
Kiara on the dribble, brings it across right side. Has Soraya down the left side. Bounce to her. Soraya up off the glass and in. Another great pass from Kiara Kilgore, and it goes to Soraya Boyd. She's got 12, and timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Anthony Rios, head coach, or Aaron Rios, excuse me, head coach of St. Anthony. 4:03 to play here in the third quarter. 38-20 is the streaks lead. Again, Kiara does such a nice job coming down. She recognizes whether the defense is going to pick her up or whether she's going to have that lane to go to the basket, and they kind of collapsed on her, and there was Soraya wide open. She was ready for it. Soraya had some trouble with the hands last night on some of those passes from Capri, but she's not having trouble with them today. She's got 12 points in the game.
Yeah, 6 of 7 from the field. Yeah, and the other thing, Tom, is that you've got to also compliment Soraya. She's going down, and she's setting herself up where she can score. You know, sometimes you watch players come out, and they just stand around the three-point arc on the transition, or they're way out wide. She's going right into the lane and sitting there waiting just in case that pass comes her way.
All right, 4:03 to play. Streaks lead at 38-20 here in the third quarter over the St. Anthony Bulldogs. Bulldogs will bring it the length of the court. Right wing, it goes to Rios. Bounces down low for Fierde and has to kick it out to Willenborg. Now right wing back to Rios. Good defense again by the Streaks. Faber dribbles right, cut off by Lily Clark. Right baseline, now right wing. Rios back to Faber out high right side. Faber on the dribble. Dribbles right, gives to Rios, right wing. High post, it goes to Willenborg, dribbles down. I guess it is a shot. It's flat-footed.
Yeah,
she's just flat-footed, trying to kind of throwing it up with one hand, and Soraya blocked that one. Now Kiera with it to Capri, top of the key, out high right side. It goes to Lily Clark.
Well, what she did was she tried to push Soraya off with her off arm, and Soraya, after she took the push, got back in her face.
Now Capri, or Kiara from the right baseline, another three. She is definitely feeling it. She's got 14, make it 41-20. You were saying no chance that we're going to get to that 30. I don't know now.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Tide is starting to change.
Yeah, it is. That's a good thing.
And the other question is, if you're Coach Massey, do you think about putting the press on? I know you want to conserve energy because you got that second game today, but
yeah, the quicker you get the game over with,
right,
though. Yeah,
exactly.
Less time.
What's
on
the trade-off?
Floor. Yeah. Inside it goes to Fierde. Good defense from Juniper Schwartz. Fierde missed the shot and the rebound off of Soraya. Somehow came to Kiara. Now down court it goes. Lily Clark overthrew her a bit. So the Streaks turn it over again, unfortunately. Yeah, Soraya
tried to gather the ball. She had it in her hands, tried to gather it, and it just bounced off her head and over to Kiara, thankfully.
All right, so St. Anthony will bring it back the other way. 2:38 to play here in the third. Streaks leading 41-20. This is Vonderhyde, dribbles right. Knocked away by Lily Clark briefly. They get it back and in. A new player airballed it from about 15 on the right. Who was that? What is that? Lily Ganaway, I guess. Now Kiara running down the right side. Stops, pulls up with a 10-footer in the lane. Missed it, but Juniper there with a rebound gets fouled by Ganaway. So Juniper Schwartzman will go to the free throw line.
Who shot that ball for us?
Kiara shot the first one.
I was calling Juniper Schwartzman. Number 30.
Gannaway with her first foul.
That's her first.
So Juniper Schwartzman at the free throw line. She hit two in the first quarter. She's got 4 points in the game, 2:20 to play in the third. Streets with a 41-20 lead. Now make it 42.
She had some touch on that one. She rolled it right over the front.
That's not an easy one to do. You can't do that if you try.
No. You have to have just the right spin on it because it hit almost square on the front and just rolled over.
Antonia Kistler and Addie McLaughlin back in. Second one up. Rolls and uses all the rim, and that one's good. She's 4-for-4 from the line. Got 6 points. 43-20 streaks. Quickly back the other way. Left wing, this is Faber. Gannaway top of the key with it. Right wing, it goes to Vonderhyde. Now Faber top of the key, fires a three. Got it.
That's a three for 13.
She had four in the first half, seven now for Faber, and make it 43-23. I don't like that.
Yeah, nobody closed out on her.
Well, I just don't like the fact that they're closer to us and we're further away from being 30 up. Now cross-court pass is nearly stolen away. Antonia Kistler comes over. Kiara runs it down, gets to Addie McLaughlin. They close out on her. She gets to Lily out high on the right side. Lily Clark to Juniper Schwartzman post up that Fearday got in and then front of her stole it away. Gannaway with it down in the right corner goes to Vonderhyde. Now to Fearday post up. Good defense again from the streaks, and she traveled with it and had to kick it back out. Doubled something. Now a three no good by Vonderhyde. Now the rebound by Willenborg no good. She missed, and now Gannaway came down with it, and Willenborg lost it out of bounds. Willenborg's an interesting player. She tries really hard, but she just does not have the basketball acumen, I guess, or something. I don't know. All right, streaks will bring it the other way. Addie McLaughlin will bring it across, working against Vonderhyde. Antonia Kistler with a now left wing. Alexis Edgerson back in. She's got it near the center circle. 1:10 to play third quarter. Streets with a 43-23 lead. Backdoor pass to Antonia Kistler. Goes around to the right side. Came up short with a shot. But Juniper Schwartzman there to clean it up. Can't hit. And the second rebound, Antonia Kistler. Now gets it out to Alexis Edgerson. Great hustle on the offensive glass by the streaks. Alexis Edgerson with it. 53 seconds to play in the quarter. Kiara now, left baseline, it goes to Antonia Kistler, back to Addie McLaughlin, left wing. Now Kiara, left baseline, fires a three, in and out, no good on that one. And the rebound comes away to Vonderhyde for St. Anthony. On the run, gets to Gannaway on the right wing. Picks up, now to Fearday, down on the right block, has to kick it back out. Again, triple team that time. She's got nowhere to go with it, which gets a great defense again from the streaks, especially down in the low post. Faber with it with 28 seconds to play. Now fires a 17-footer, and good. Faber didn't have anything else to do with it, so she just decided to shoot it. She's got nine, make it 43-25 streaks. 17 to play in the quarter. Addie McLaughlin on the dribble, bounces for Juniper Schwartzman, right wing. And her pass nearly stolen away. She gets it back and gets it off to Kiara with 8 seconds to play. Addie McLaughlin with six. Now Kiara with it with three and fires the three and gets fouled on the three-pointer by Faber. So Kiera's going to go to the free throw line for three. And she was just having to hurry the shot. So it's unfortunate for St. Anthony. Good break for the streak.
That was a terrible foul by Faber because you've got to know the situation. There's less than 3 seconds. She's just trying to hoist one.
I was called against the
this is only what? We've had just a couple situations this year. I think we committed a foul on one.
Yep.
Was it up at Alleman? We had one fouled on a three-pointer.
I think so.
For three. So Kiara at the line for three free throws with 1.6 to play here in the third. And it hits the first. She's got 15 in the game, and it's 44-25. Streaks with a lead. Second one is up, and came up short on that one. Now Soraya's going to be back in. She'll replace Antonia Kistler. 1.6 to play. Third one for Kiara is up, and it is good. 1.6 to play, and it comes to Faber. Three-quarter court shot is an air ball. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg with a 20-point lead on St. Anthony. The Streaks 45, the Bulldogs 25. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh. Fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because
we busted it.
Let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another
the car. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry.
And they got Detail for Life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for Life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
8 minutes to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the St. Anthony Bulldogs from Effingham 45-25. Fourth quarter just underway. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson from Mattoon High School. Streaks outscored the Bulldogs 16-9 in the third quarter. Vonderheide, Capri just ran into her. She was going one way. Capri thought she was going another, and that's going to be two on Capri Ferguson.
Yeah, Capri trying to jump it there to get that steal. Unfortunately, you're right. She kind of crossed Capri up. Capri definitely thought she was going to the right.
Just the second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. And now a steal by, now Capri comes up with a steal. Great defense on Vonderheide. So Capri with the steal. Now Kier back to Capri between the circles. Down the right block to Soraya. Picks it back up, gives to Capri. Right wing to Alexis Edgerson for three. Ooh. Off the back iron. No good. Was right on target.
Yeah, I was going to say, that looked
strong.
Like it was good from here.
Yeah, we thought it was going to fall. We had a pretty good angle on it, just a little bit too hard on it. Now Fearday with it, left side. Good defense again by the Streaks. Kicks out to Faber. She fires a three. Missed that one. Rebound comes out long. Faber runs it down to the left corner. Gets to Ruhal. Ruhal top of the key. Goes behind her back. Kicks back to Faber, left wing. Now to Fearday down the block, working against Soraya. And a good double team, but that time she got it up and over Capri and Soraya. That was a good job by Fearday. Great defense again by the Streaks. They're making it hard for her, and that's the first one she's hit for a while. She has had one basket in the second quarter. She's got 12 for the game. 45-27 Streaks, 6:54 to play in the ball game. Alexis Edgerson on the dribble out high right side, right baseline. Oh, pass stolen away by Faber. Faber, down it goes to Ruhal, turns, lays it up with the right hand, good.
Second by 11 to Nancy Ruhal.
She's got eight, now it's 45-29. And Coach Massey's going to call a quick timeout. This is going to be a full timeout. He wants to talk it over a little bit, come out a little bit sluggish here in the fourth quarter. Streaks lead 45-29. We will take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
I see trucks. Let me count them. One F-150, two F-150, three, four, five F-150s. This is the count, Dan Kuna, and we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
The latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Streaks lead at 45-29, 6:35 to play in the ball game. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at Mattoon. Coming up as just about when we're done, Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will take over from Taylorville. The Galesburg Silver Streak boys basketball team will be taking on Mount Zion over just south of Decatur at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. All right, Streaks with the ball out of the timeout.
They're in the Apollo, aren't they?
I believe they are. Do they have their
– They don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Used to be right over here.
Yeah, they had all the conference schools up on the wall here. They don't anymore. Kira with it, left wing, fires a three, rolls off, no good. Soraya skies for the rebound. Kicks out to Lily Clark, 18-footer on the right wing is good. Good rebound again by Soraya Boyd. Lily Clark gets another basket. She's got five, and it's 47-29. Now Fearday drives left baseline, got around, got Juniper didn't get any help that time, and Fearday laid it up and in. Now Kira with it, drives in from the left side, gets bumped, and they're going to say on the floor. It's going to go against Fearday, I believe. Yeah, Fearday picks up the foul. That is her second. And here will inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Lily Clark, right baseline. Bounces inside for Juniper. Got knocked away, though, from behind.
The defense was sitting on Juniper right there. They knew that play was coming.
Faber comes away with it. At high right side, Rios, right baseline. Vonderheide gets it into Fearday. Back to Vonderheide. Fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman for the Streaks. And gets, they're going to call. I thought they were going to call a jump ball. Now, one of three players there. And this one goes against Vonderheide.
That was called against number 15.
It's going to be her first. And that is now five team fouls on
St. Anthony. That's Juniper's eighth rebound.
6 points, 8 rebounds for Juniper Schwartzman. Lily Clark with it. Gets bottled up, and the Streaks nearly turn her over, but Capri's able to walk the tightrope on the half-court line. Now a nice move by Kiera from the left baseline. Went to right, then back to the left, laid it up and in.
Well, a good steal by Juniper to open that up. She sealed the defender off with her post-up.
Ruhal misses the long shot. Juniper with her 9th rebound. Gets to Kiera. 5:13 to play in the ball game. Kiera across midcourt, left side, finds Soraya. Oh, overthrew her, though. Yeah, I got a little bit too happy on that one. She saw Soraya there a little bit too hard, a little bit too high. Soraya only got her fingertips on it. So the Streaks turned it over with 5:08 to play. Alexis Edgerson set to check back in. This is Vonderhyde with it. On the dribble near midcourt. Back to the right. Now back to the left, down the left side of the lane. Travel with a no call. Gets it off to Ruhal. Fires a three. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Soraya. Soraya lost the handle. Now runs it down in the front court. Bounces for Kiera. Back to Capri. She'll set the offense. Capri picks up. Right wing to Lily Clark. Lily down to the right block to Soraya Boyd. Back out to Lily Clark. She'll fire from on top of the three-point arc. Good. Long two for Lily Clark. She's got 7. Make it 51-31. Back to a 20-point lead for the Streaks. Vonderhyde left wing now for St. Anthony. Faber out high right side. It goes to Ruhal. Ruhal gets picked from Fearday down the left side and ran right. Ran right into Juniper. She was set. Soraya was set. And she got enough space between them that they called the block. Just because they didn't have it sealed off. I still don't think it was a block. Did they call? They did call Juniper. That's her second. So that'll put Ruhal at the free throw line with. Did they call that on the shot?
I guess.
Because it's not the bonus. Yeah, okay. She was still dribbling, I thought. They gave her two shots. Because that's only our 13th foul. Alexis Edgerson back in as Lily Clark comes out with 4:23 to play. Streaks leading 51-31. Ruhal, second shot is up and rolls around and through. She's got 9. And it's 51-32 Streaks. Capri Ferguson across midcourt gets to Kiera out high left side in front of the Streaks bench. Kiera looks over the defense. Bounces back to Capri left of the center circle down. Nice look down to the block to Juniper Schwartzman.
Nice.
Spins. Again, did a great job sealing, turned and got Vonderhyde on her hip and gets it up and in.
Eight assists now for Capri.
Now down to Fearday. Again, good defense by Juniper. Has to kick it back out to Vonderhyde. She drives in this time. Little runner's up and good. Vonderhyde, that's her first basket. 53-34. Now a three-pointer. Alexis Edgerson right wing just a little bit too hard, and the rebound comes away to Rios with 3:43 to play. 53-34, Streaks lead. Faber gives to Ruhal. Now Fearday at the free throw line. 15-footers up. Rolls off no good. Rebound another for Soraya Boyd.
That's 6.
Gives way to Kiera Kilgore. She'll bring it across with 3:25 to play in the ball game.
That should have been
foul.
Well,
and then
that
she gets pushed.
Foul.
How do you not call that? And there we go. Now the third one where she barely got a piece of her arm. Kiera's not happy about that. She got pushed and grabbed at midcourt, and they just let it go. I just don't understand.
She bumped Kiera, and then once Kiera got by Ruhal, she pushed her with both hands.
3 on Ruhal. Kiera to inbound. Now gets to Juniper down the right block. Can't hit, but a foul's going to go in Fearday. That's her third. Great inbound play as Juniper coming down along the right side of the lane. And Kiera found her there. And that puts Juniper Schwartzman at the free throw line with 2 shots. 53-34 Streaks lead.
Oh, there it is.
Again, used all the rim and fell through. The rim has been friendly to her here today. That's
yes.
For sure. 54-34 back to the 20-point lead with 3:21 to play. Now, Coach Rios starting to settle a little bit. Faber comes out, as does Ruhal, and now Rios comes out. So we've got Ava Faber in. Also, let's see, Ganaway checked back in as well. So Juniper Schwartzman at the free throw line, 54-34. Second one is up and good. She has hit 6 for 6 from the line here this afternoon. 55-34, 3:18 to play. Vonderhyde with it, out high right side to Ganaway, working against Alexis Edgerson. Alexis nearly knocked it away, gets it to Fearday. Now down on the right block, it goes to Willenborg, and it's knocked away by, Willenborg somehow got it back, double dribbled. And she threw that flat footed hook shot up, and that one went in off the glass. Well, good for her, I guess. Willenborg gets her first basket. Soraya gives out high to Kiera between the circles. Now to Capri Ferguson, left wing. Back to Kiera. She's going to fire the three. Top of the key. Good. She has got another one. She's got 5 3-pointers in the ball game. 58-36 streaks, 2.5 minutes to play. Ganaway with it to Fearday at the free throw line. Left baseline, it goes to Vonderhyde, misses the shot, and a rebound comes to Juniper Schwartzman, gets knocked to the floor. What are they going to call? A jump ball. Nobody else had their hands on it. Nobody else had a hand on the ball. Fortunately, the possession arrow points toward the streaks. So I don't have to jump ball. Normally, minimum two people have their hands on the ball for opposite teams. Now Coach Massey clears the starters out. Soraya's still on there. Now Cora Johnson's going to get up and replace her, so she's going to come out as well. Yep, they're going to let her come in. So Julie Robinson, Cora Johnson, Kayla Pendergast, Addison Peck, and Addie McLaughlin in for the Streaks. 2:27 to play. Streaks lead 58-36. Left wing, Julia Robinson with it. Now Addie McLaughlin out high right side to Kayla Pendergast. Back to Addie, top of the key, who passed up the three.
Then she thought
about it, but waited too long. Now Kayla Pendergast fires a three from out high on the right side. No good. Julia Robinson with a rebound. Bounces for Addie McLaughlin. Got pushed out of bounds there. Now Kayla Pendergast with it. Swings it to Julie Robinson on the left wing. Fires from on top of the three-point arc. Then got pushed off. No good. Addison Peck with a rebound. And then a push is going to be called on the rebound. And who are they calling it on? I think it's 20. Nope, 21.
So I was calling it Willenberg. 21. Willenberg.
So she's got three, and that's going to put Addison Peck at the free throw line for the Streaks with a chance at the one and bonus, and the first one is good. First point in the afternoon for Addison.
I haven't noticed before, but Addison's got really good form on that free throw.
Second one, and rolled off. Right on target, rolled off though. Rebound came away to Katie Coleman, K-O-L-L-M-A-N. Out high left side, this is Ava Faber. Now it is Maddie Hodge. Take it down to Willenborg. Oh, really?
Come on.
Addison Peck gets called for a reach from behind. All right. So don't they know we have a boys game to get to?
Right.
Brad and Jason are going to be standing by over at Taylorville. We got a whole post game to do, too. 1:49 to play, 59-36 streaks. This is Coleman with it, and a steal by Julia Robinson. Julia down the right side, lays it up, gets fouled by Ava Faber. That's her first, and I'll put Julia Robinson at the free throw line with two shots with 1:40 to play in the ball game. Julia's first shot hurt a little bit, too strong, missed that one. Eyes the second one. And that one is perfect. First point for Julia this afternoon, this morning. I keep wanting to say that.
Yeah, you want to expedite us to the afternoon here.
60-36 streaks. This is Ava Faber. Out high left side, it goes to Ganaway. Ganaway left side. Top of the key, Willenborg. Back to Ganaway on the left wing. Dribbles in, now gets out to Ava Faber, fires a three, missed it. Rebound comes long to Addie McLaughlin. Addie on the run, streaks with numbers, and gets tripped up. And she's going to go to the free throw line. And who are they going to call it on? It's going to go against Maddie Hodge. That'll put Addie McLaughlin at the free throw line with two shots.
I would have guessed as Mady, because it's M-A-D-Y.
Yeah, I know. I have no idea if that's how it's pronounced.
You and Vinny were on the Maddie train there.
Yeah. First free throw good for Addie McLaughlin, her first point of the morning. 61-36 streaks, 1:11 to play in the ball game. Second one is away, and that one is good as well.
Streaks have shot pretty well from the free throw line here this morning. Cross midcourt, it's Ganaway with it. Now to Hodge. Now back to Ganaway, long three-pointer. She had to put everything into that one and missed it, and the ball is going to go off of St. Anthony. Last streaks will bring it the length of the court with 55 seconds to play in the ball game, leading 62-36.
Yeah, she didn't use all of her strength on that one.
Addie McLaughlin to Julie Robinson. Now Addison Peck down in the left corner, gets out to Addie McLaughlin on the wing. Back in the corner goes to Julie Robinson for three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Willenberg for St. Anthony. Willenborg on the dribble and nearly lost it out of bounds. Now it's knocked away out of bounds by Julia Robinson. It'll go back to St. Anthony with 35.9 to play.
Good recovery there by Julia. She had gotten
fallen off a little bit on the defensive positioning and then sprinted back and was able to get there just in time to tip that one away and out of bounds.
30 seconds to play. Faber with it, left side. Now,
oh, my gosh.
So you called Julia, really?
Yeah.
The pick, it was a moving screen that Willenborg set, and Julia Robinson was kind of trying to move her out of the way. So now with 25.8 to play,
team five.
Well, it's 15 foul. At least they're not going to the free throw line.
Right.
Julia gets called for the foul. There comes to Willenborg, and the paint now kicked out to Ganaway. 18-footer top of the key, good.
Second by number 30,
Ganaway's first basket. Make it 62-38 with 14 seconds to play. Julia Robinson, Addie McLaughlin, now Kayla Pendergast out high right side. Right baseline, Julia Robinson turns, fires an 18-footer, too strong. Addison Peck with a rebound to Kayla Pendergast. Now Addie McLaughlin with a three left side, good. That's the buzzer. That's a good way to end it. Final score, Galesburg 65, St. Anthony 38. We'll come back with our post-game show. Chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks won at 65-38. They are now 15-3 on the season. St. Anthony drops to 12-4. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks win it here. The spring final score, Galesburg 65, Effingham St. Anthony 38. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, we'll run down our post-game stats. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up for you as well. And the Galesburg Silver Streak Boys Basketball coming up in just a few minutes for you here on WGIL from over at Taylorville. The Streaks against Mount Zion and Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that for you. Take a time out, come back and talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Streaks, Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
I see trucks. Let me count them. One F-150, two F-150, three, four, five F-150s. This is the count, Dan Kuna. And we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next concrete project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main Street in Galesburg, because sometimes it takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Mostly sunny today, a high of 43. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of patchy drizzle, a low of 39. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers, a high of 53. And cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 34. Right now, it's 39 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this morning, 65-38 the final over the Bulldogs from Effingham St. Anthony. And the Streaks now move to the late game tonight, 8:30. To play for a trip to the championship game tomorrow night. Streaks now 15-3 on the season. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach was just here momentarily. Now he's over talking to one of the parents. Now Antonia's, I guess it's her sister that was doing the filming for us, I guess. I don't know.
I think so.
Coach Massey making his way here. Good win for the Streaks here this morning, 65-38 the final score. And Coach, a nice game here today. The Fear Day, really good three-point shooter. She got off early, hit a couple threes. You guys made life miserable for her the rest of the game. She got it posted up. I don't care if it's Juniper or Soraya on her. They played really good defense, and they would get some help doubling down on her at times. Even I saw a triple team once, and she just ended up with 14, but she had to work for every one of those.
She did, you know, and she didn't have anything there in the second quarter at all. But then the other one was, I don't know how you pronounce, Ruhal, is that?
Yeah, Newhall. Ruhal. I said Newhall for a while.
Tom was calling her Newhall.
She's been, I think, between the two of them, Fear Day is 22 points a game, and I think the Rudall was around 16. And so we held both of them under, I thought, Alexis and Lily did a nice job on her, and then on the post, I thought Juniper in particular did a nice job on Fear Day, and then with Key and Capri really did a nice job of team defense, of realizing to slide down and give help and double team, and So most of the time she caught it, there were two people guarding her, and it was a good job that way. And then the last part was just we dominated the board, so yeah. It was just really nice.
Well, you know, actually it's kind of fun seeing somebody play at the 1-3-1 against you, because you guys, especially today, just picked it apart. You found those spots, you found those seams, and did a great job of moving the ball around, getting the defense going one way and the ball going back the other way for some easy looks.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it's hard to tell, because, like, now it's funny how we used to come down here and everybody played a 1-2-2, and they, yeah. You know, would ball press and stuff. And now, you know, actually, like, what they're doing, and it's different. Muhammad plays a 1-1-3, and these guys played the 1-1-3. So they don't have anyone running the baseline. So, you know, it makes it a little bit easier that way. But the problem we had was out in the perimeter of throwing soft passes yeah. early. But I thought our posts did a nice job sealing people and got some nice stuff inside. Juniper had the one play where she posted up, and it was a smaller kid not in position, and Juniper just went right through the kid right to the basket.
Yeah, great job. She kind of, like, sealed her off and went, yeah, right to the basket. Did a really nice job. So, yeah, good effort overall by your girls again. So we got quite a bit of time between games now. I know you're going to obviously want to get some rest. What's the plan for the rest of the afternoon heading toward a late game tonight?
Well, they're going to go clean up, and then I'm going to stay to watch not this game but the next game. And then Muhammad and Mattoon will probably play one of them. And then they're going to go out and get some pasta this early for lunch. And then they'll have a chance to lounge around in the hotel and get off their feet.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you tonight.
Thanks.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks win a final score 65-38 over the Bulldogs from Effingham St. Anthony. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our postgame stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Today, 1 in 5 working-age Americans has a mental health condition.
People in all types of jobs and at all levels.
And the key to helping us succeed is a supportive and inclusive workplace.
All of us have a role to play in making that happen.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can listen and be a source of support to my colleagues.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
I can offer all employees the supports they need to deliver on the job, for the team,
and for the business.
What can I do?
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others
that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Mental health-friendly workplaces are more important than ever.
And all of us have a role to play in promoting them.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Streaks win at 65-38 over Effingham St. Anthony's Bulldogs. They're now 15-3 on the season. St. Anthony drops 12-4. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, our postgame statistics brought to you by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. We'll start with the scoring first. Streaks with 3 players in double figures. Kiara Kilgore, what a morning for her, 21 points. 5 three-pointers, 2 two-pointers, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 12 points for Soraya Boyd. Those came in the first 3 quarters. She had 10 in the first half, but did a really nice job defensively as well. 6 baskets, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 10 for Juniper Schwartzman on a couple of baskets. 6 for 6 from the free throw line for Juniper. 7 points for Lily Clark, a 3 and a couple of 2s. 3 points apiece for Alexis Edgerson and Capri Ferguson, each on a 3-pointer. 2 points for Antonia Kistler, a basket, 0 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Addie McLaughlin. She had a 3-pointer and 2 for 2 from the line in that fourth quarter. 1 point apiece for Addison Peck and Julia Robinson, each on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Streaks with 9 3-pointers in the game, 12 for 18 from the line. Just the one player in double figures, Lucy Fearday for St. Anthony, 14 points. She had a couple of twos early, four or a couple of threes early, 4 twos, 0 for 1 from the line. 9 points for Anna Faber, 3 twos and a three. 9 points for Nancy Ruhal on 4 baskets, 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Other than that, 2 points apiece for Stacey Vonderheide on a basket, 0 for 2 from the line. A basket for Riley Willenborg and a basket for Lily Ganaway. They hit the 3 three-pointers, just 1 for 7 from the free throw line for St. Anthony.
9 turnovers for St. Anthony, so they handled the ball pretty well. 15 for the Streaks, as Coach mentioned. Streaks did dominate the boards, 45-31. Although St. Anthony had 13 offensive rebounds, the Streaks only 11. St. Anthony shot the ball 17 of 61 in this one, 3 of 15 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, just took 49 shots, but they were 22 of 49 from the field. I wonder if I wrote... I think I have that total wrong for St. Anthony. But anyway, they didn't shoot the ball well. As far as stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, Juniper gets her first double-double of the season, I believe, as she had 10 rebounds to go with her 10 points, a steal, and a block. Allison Peck had a couple rebounds while she was in there, and Soraya Boyd had 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Antonia Kissler had 4 rebounds and a block. Addie McLaughlin, 3 rebounds. Alexis Edgerson, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block to go with her 3 points. Capri Ferguson had 9 assists, 2 steals, and a rebound to go with her 3 points. Julia Robinson had a board and a steal. Kira Kilgore had another double-double, 21 points, but she had the 13 rebounds and 3 assists. And Lily Clark had 2 rebounds and assists to go with her 7 points.
Streaks win at 65-38. They'll play the late one tonight to determine whether or not they'll go to the championship game tomorrow night. Take our final timeout and come back with our final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win 65-38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Wear a gray WGIL button for your chance to win instant cash. Pick up your free button at The Packing House in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Streaks won at 65-38, the final score. Our final order of business here is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That's kind of a hard one because we played, we had just a really good game, a lot of players
right.
With some great contribution. I mean, you know, Kira, another double-double, 21 points, 13 rebounds, 3 really good assists. Capri didn't score a lot, 9 assists in the game again, and 5 steals for Capri.
Yeah, no, 2 steals.
Or 2 steals, I'm sorry.
9 assists, 2 steals, 1 rebound.
2 steals and a rebound. Yeah, Juniper Schwartzman, a great game. Double-double, I believe the first of her career, 10 points, 10 rebounds, a block, a steal as well. This young lady just kind of, I mean, was the benefit of some great passes, but just really did a good job defensively rebounding. And when you shoot that way from the field, you know, you're going to make it tough on the other teams.
Yeah, we're going to go with Soraya Boyd. She got herself up and down the floor, did benefits from some good passes, but also some great positioning. Finishes the game 6 of 7 from the field, 12 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Soraya Boyd, Soraya Boyd's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Thanks, Dave, for being on with us for a long time in our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. While the Streaks win it here 65-38, they will be back at it tonight. We'll play either Muhammad Seymour or Mattoon. If we were betting, we know who we're going to go with. It would be the Bulldogs or Muhammad Seymour.
You think so?
I'm sorry. The other way. That would be the champions. I was thinking championship. No. No, it would be the other way around.
Okay.
Green Wave from Mattoon.
I would go with Mattoon.
Muhammad
tonight.
Seymour. Yeah, because we'll play the loser of the game. Yeah, so second place in the pool. So most likely it would be the Mattoon Green Wave. This game getting ready to start. There's a lot of orange and black on the floor between Altamont and Alney. Both wear black and orange here. All right, well, that is going to do it for this point, and we're going to be sending it over to Taylorville for boys basketball, the Streaks and the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Galesburg against Mount Zion. Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that for you coming up in just a bit. Streaks win at 65-38. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.